Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. Long-Term Secrets to Short-Term Trading by Larry Williams is a trading classic that connects big-picture market behavior with practical, shorter-horizon decision-making. Rather than treating day trading and swing trading as purely reactive games, Williams frames them as disciplines that benefit from understanding longer-term forces, such as seasonality, sentiment, and recurring patterns tied to time. The book is widely recognized for blending idea generation with risk control, emphasizing that consistent performance is less about predicting and more about structuring trades with defined exposure, repeatable setups, and disciplined exits. Readers can expect an approach that favors research-backed tendencies, clear rules, and the mental habits required to follow them under pressure. While the methods are not positioned as a guaranteed formula, the core promise is a toolkit for stacking small edges, identify conditions that historically tilt odds, manage downside relentlessly, and execute with consistency. It is written for traders who want practical frameworks they can test and adapt across markets. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, using long-term tendencies to inform short-term trades. A central idea associated with this book is that short-term trades improve when they are aligned with longer-term tendencies. Instead of treating each intraday or multi-day move as random noise, Williams emphasizes that markets often show recurring behavior linked to time-based factors. This includes broad seasonal effects, calendar-based tendencies, and patterns that repeat around contract cycles or institutional behavior. The practical takeaway is not to assume a pattern must repeat, but to use historical tendencies as a filter. A trader can ask, is this market in a period that has historically favored strength or weakness? Are there windows where volatility expands, making certain tactics more suitable? By framing short-term decisions inside a longer-term context, traders can avoid fighting higher-level pressure and can select trades with a tailwind rather than a headwind. The approach also encourages testing. Traders are nudged to validate whether a seasonal or time-based effect holds in the specific instrument and timeframe they trade, and to measure how robust it is across different years and regimes. In practice, long-term context becomes a way to prioritize setups, size risk appropriately, and reduce impulsive trades that lack statistical support. Secondly, timing tools and repeatable setups for entries and exits. The book is often discussed for its focus on turning market observations into repeatable, rule-based setups. Rather than relying on vague intuition, the goal is to define entry conditions, confirmation logic, and exit rules that can be practiced and evaluated. Williams is known for blending price behavior with timing concepts, seeking patterns that can offer a small probabilistic edge when applied consistently. The emphasis is on practical timing, identifying when a move is likely to start, when it is losing momentum, and when a trader should stand aside. This mindset naturally shifts attention from predicting exact tops and bottoms to managing a trade through phases. A setup is only useful if it includes the full life cycle, including stop placement, profit-taking logic, and criteria for abandoning the trade when the premise is no longer valid. In addition, the book encourages traders to think in terms of conditions and triggers. Conditions describe the environment where a trade is more favorable, and triggers define the specific action point. That separation helps reduce overtrading. A trader might see many triggers but only act when the broader condition is present. Over time, repeatable setups support consistency because the trader is no longer reinventing decisions under stress. Thirdly, risk management as the main driver of survival and consistency, a defining message in Williams's work, is that risk management is not a side topic. It is the core of trading longevity. Short-term trading can produce frequent opportunities, but it also increases the number of decisions, transaction costs, and emotional swings. In that environment, a trader who sizes too large or tolerates uncontrolled drawdowns can be forced out of the game before their edge has time to play out. The book's perspective highlights the importance of predefining acceptable loss per trade, using stops or other protective mechanisms, and understanding how streaks of losses are normal even for good systems. From that foundation, position sizing becomes a strategic tool rather than an afterthought. A small edge can compound if losses are kept contained and if exposure is scaled with account size and volatility. The broader benefit is psychological as well as financial. When risk is capped, it is easier to execute signals without panic and to avoid revenge trading. This approach also encourages evaluating performance through drawdowns, not just returns. Traders learn to ask whether a method's worst historical period is tolerable and whether the strategy can survive adverse regimes. By centering risk first, the book frames profitability as the outcome of disciplined protection combined with a repeatable edge. Fourthly, sentiment, crowd behavior, and why markets repeat. Another key theme commonly associated with Larry Williams is that markets are driven by people, and people tend to repeat behaviors. Short-term price movement may look chaotic, but crowd reactions to fear, greed, and uncertainty can create recognizable patterns. The book's logic pushes readers to think beyond headlines and to observe how traders respond to news, trends, and pain points such as prior highs and lows. These behavioral dynamics can lead to overextension, snapback moves, and periods where price behaves differently than a purely fundamental story might suggest. By studying how crowds act, a short-term trader can anticipate where liquidity might cluster, where participants may be forced to exit, and where a move may be more likely to accelerate. This is not about labeling every fluctuation as psychology, but about using behavioral awareness to improve trade selection and management. For example, when sentiment becomes one-sided, the risk-reward of chasing can deteriorate and mean reversion risk increases. Conversely, when a market is quietly accumulating within a broader favorable seasonal window, a breakout may have better odds. The practical application is to combine behavioral cues with defined trade rules so that sentiment is a factor in context rather than a reason to improvise. Lastly, building a trader's process, testing, discipline, and adaptation. Beyond individual indicators or setups, the book encourages a process mindset. Short-term success is portrayed as something built through preparation, measurement, and the discipline to follow a plan. A key part of that process is testing and record-keeping. Traders are urged to treat ideas as hypotheses and to evaluate them over meaningful samples, including different market environments. That helps distinguish a genuine edge from a coincidence and reduces the temptation to switch methods after a small losing streak. Discipline is another pillar. Even a sound method fails if a trader skips signals, moves, stops impulsively, or doubles down to avoid taking a loss. Williams's broader message supports creating rules that are simple enough to execute and clear enough to review. Adaptation then becomes structured rather than emotional. Instead of constantly changing strategy, the trader refines inputs, filters, and risk parameters based on evidence. The process also includes lifestyle and mindset considerations, because short-term trading can be demanding. By designing routines for preparation, execution, and review, traders reduce decision fatigue and improve consistency. Ultimately, the book points readers toward treating trading as a business. Define the product as your edge, control costs through risk limits and selectivity, and continually improve through measurement and iteration. In conclusion, this book fits active traders and aspiring swing or day traders who want a structured way to connect longer-term market behavior with short-term execution. It is also valuable for system-minded readers who prefer rules, testing, and repeatable decision frameworks over purely discretionary calls. The benefit to a reader's life comes from the emphasis on process and risk control. Learning to define downside, follow a plan, and evaluate results with discipline can reduce stress, curb impulsive behavior, and build confidence through measurable progress. Even readers who never adopt every tactic can gain a more professional mindset about probabilities, position sizing, and the importance of trading only when conditions are favorable. Compared with many short-term trading books that lean heavily on chart patterns or generic motivation, this title stands out for its focus on time-based tendencies, practical trade structuring, and the idea that bigger context can improve smaller timeframe decisions. It also encourages readers to test and validate, making it more actionable than advice that cannot be verified. If you want a toolkit of concepts to research, refine, and integrate into your own plan, it is worth buying as a foundational guide that remains relevant across markets and cycles. If you would like to support Larry Williams, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.